أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. We read in the beginning of the surah that the Ahl al-Kitab, Jews and Christians, and even the polytheists, Mushrikeen, were waiting for bayyana, a clear proof of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming, and that they will bring Iman. And that clear proof had come to them, Allah Ta'ala explained. One was in the very personality of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his attributes. And then that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam brought the kitab and recited the kitab on the pure pages of the kitab, all the Quran Sharif, and that was also a clear proof to them. And then also kutubun qayyima, and that is either the surahs of the Quran, which was also a clear proof, or that in the Quran Sharif all the previous books are included. And so this clear proof had come to them. And then Allah Ta'ala now explains, after this clear proof had come to them, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, or وہ جو پھوٹ پری اہل کتاب میں, إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيَّنَةِ, so جبکہ آ چکی ان کے پاس کھلی بات. The dissension that came about in the Ahl al-Kitab, in the Jews also and the Christians also, was only after this very clear sign had come to them. That is, they were waiting for the clear sign, they were waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they knew of his coming, and in that, at that time they were united, they were one group. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came and his clear signs were there, then some of them brought Iman. Like Ka'ab Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a big rabbi of the Jews. Similarly, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also brought Iman. And Suhaib Rumi and various other people from the Ahl al-Kitab, there were those who brought Iman. And the others, just because of their obstinacy, their pride, they did not bring Iman, so they broke up into different groups. Similarly, the Christians also, for various worldly motives, they also broke up into various groups. And till today, the number of Christian churches you have, different churches, all because of worldly motives. So everyone just went in his own direction. So Allah says, a very strange matter happened, that they all were waiting for the pure proof for Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam to come, and naturally with him the Quran Sharif. But when what they were waiting for, that they would all unite and bring Iman, this caused disunity amongst them. And discord came amongst them, and they broke up into different groups then after that. It is said that it was strange that the Ahl al-Kitab were people of knowledge and people of understanding. It was greatly hoped that they would bring Iman, but they also did not bring Iman. And they also broke up into different groups. When that was their case, then what to say about the idol worshippers who did not have any kitab to guide them or anything? Then how much didn't they break up into different groups? So yeah, this is the ayat. And there is a great lesson for us to learn also. Many times, even if it's a family feud we have, what inheritance, etc., we say that we will get a fatwa on the matter. When the fatwa comes, and they all are united, that once the fatwa comes, once the masala comes, we will accept it. But when the masala comes, that is when now we break up and we fight one another even worse now. Some of us accept that and some of us reject that. And in all matters also, for us, the bayyana, the Quran Sharif. In fact, the dua that we read, Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are happy that Islam is my deen, Allah is my Rabb, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul. And in one narration it also comes, وَبِالْ قُرْآنِ إِمَامًا وَحَكَمًا. And we believe in Qur'an Sharif that it is our Imam and it is our judge. The Qur'an will make the final decision for us. But when many rulings come, then we get divided. There are some of us who accept the rulings of the Qur'an Sharif, others of us who don't accept it. Whether it is a divorce matter, some of us will accept whatever the masala is, others of us will not accept it. Whether it is an inheritance matter, some of us accept the ruling, some of us do not accept it. When it is a partnership matter and there is money involved, we find that outwardly we are very pious also, we are doing everything, but when the ruling comes, then we don't accept that ruling. And then we get divided, that those partners that were so united, but now when a certain matter comes, they say we will wait for the final decision to come. They ask for a decision, when the decision comes, this divides them. So this was the case with the Ahlul Kitab with regard to the matters of deen. We have to check ourselves also in all these matters, and we should not just pass it off that it is for the Ahlul Kitab, it has got nothing to do with us. The Quran Sharif is a kitab that gives us lessons for each one of us, and we should take these lessons to heart and we should bring them into our lives. So whenever there is any matter and when a clear ruling comes, the bayyana comes, then we must accept it wholeheartedly. Just an example of this, one person was a munafiq, outwardly a mu'min, a believer. He had a dispute with a Jew on a certain matter. So the Jew agreed that they'll go to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to settle the matter. So they went, and the munafiq, who was outwardly a Muslim, he also was happy that the favor will be given in my, the decision will be given in my favor because I'm a Muslim. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 100% justice. The Jew was on the right, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam made the decision for the Jew and made the judgment in his favor. Then the munafiq said that let us go to Hazrat Umar for a decision, for another decision now. When they went to Hazrat Umar, he heard the case, he said, just wait for me. He went in his house, brought his sword and severed the head of that munafiq. That after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's decision, you come to me for a decision. So like that they believed and accepted that decision of Allah and His Rasul. But we have got great weakness of Iman in us. We should also check ourselves. We should make lot of tawbah istighfar and make ourselves strong in Iman and accept the decisions of Quran and Hadith and of Deen. And we should not then become divided. Today also if we accept this, we will be united again and we won't be divided. If each one of us just gives our nafs and our desires up, then we will be united. May Allah make the reality and the barakat of the Quran and the nur of the Quran to penetrate our hearts and that we accept wholeheartedly. Wa afiru da'wana alaykum.